Jace Tyrrell, who is the CEO of New West End Co., who champion 600 businesses and economic growth in London's West End. Thank you for joining us, Jace. Are you kept up at night worrying about the existential threat to the centre of London?
Well, Ian, no, and I think I agree with you. Look, it's certainly going to be change, and I think existential threat is probably overstating it. COVID has obviously accelerated a huge amount of change in retail, leisure, hospitality. And as you say, we're going to adapt and evolve. I was cheered up, you know, the other week where those 3 days before we locked down, we had a lot of Londoners back in the West End, seeing the lights, going shopping. So I agree with you. When we do reopen, hopefully this December into next year, people will come back. But some things will change, you know, how often we go to the office. Retail is obviously a pronounced shift online and wanting to shop in a more sustainable way. And actually, we're going to have to change what's on the ground floor of all these retail streets, you know, Bond, Oxford and Regent Street. And the good news is Westminster City Council really support these changes. They want to adapt and evolve. Remember, like 100 years ago, Savile Row was full of doctor's surgeries. So we're used to changing in London.
Yeah.
But the mayor's been a really good champion during this year. He has tried to support us during this crisis, but there are things in his gift, Ian, that he should also be helping us with in his direct control, not the government, that
like
he
what?
Needs to also work on to support us. Well, TfL, we've obviously got a funding settlement now, but we need to think about incentives and getting people back into central London. We saw a bit of that in September, nowhere near enough to get sort of the levels back. And also Crossrail, we've just got to get it open, quite frankly. We in the West End have been waiting 4 years, and it's £1 billion overspent. And also, I heard the other week that City Hall is looking to reduce the amount of money spending on London and Partners, which is our promotional tourism agency. We need to get the tourists back, so we shouldn't be cutting their budget. We should be tripling their budget. I think there are things to help central London recover in next year and then the year.
I totally understand why you have that opinion, because you would anyway, because you represent those people who work here. But what about the argument that says the pandemic is sending us a message, Jace? It's about pollution. It's about living on top of one another. It's about traffic. It's about soot in the atmosphere. Shouldn't we take a sort of note of this message and say, actually, we need to sort of declutter our city centres to make life bearable and to change our climate?
Well, I think climate change, we've been talking about in the West End long before COVID, and we've been calling actually to have the whole central London area zero emissions by 2025 for traffic. So, you know, we know well and truly how bad the areas on Oxford Street. We've been campaigning on that for many years. But I think when you think about office, commercial, leisure, there is a way to evolve. And you think about some of the new brands around the world opening and how we're doing retail in different ways. So we're on this journey. And I think, you know, business needs to be entrepreneurial. There's not a boardroom around the country that doesn't discuss climate emergency and what they need to do in different sectors. So I think we are thinking about it seriously. And it's only accelerated because of COVID, as you say.
What do you think about the suggestion from many people? I'm talking about the city, perhaps more than the West End. Big financial corporations like Deutsche Bank have said to their workers, don't come into work until next year at the earliest and maybe never again. You don't need to do it. We've all got computers. We can all work from home now. What would you say to that message?
I think we can't have these big global cities like London operating where everyone works at home forever. You know, it's been well reported. We need that collaboration. We need to come in. We need to see people. We need to create relationships and dynamics that you can't do over Zoom. So I think it is overstated that it's going to be the collapse of financial services and office meetings and lawyers and then all the retail and leisure that they support. But it's going to change invariably. And I think for the office sector in London, central London, they need to adapt to the new offices and be more sustainable and think about those 3 days a week rather than 5 days a week. We might start working on Saturdays. It's just different ways of working. But I think it's going to absolutely be that balance between home working and office working and the city centres, both us and the city, and our cities in the UK are going to have to adapt for this.
I think theatres will reopen inevitably. I think
yes.
Music venues will open. You know, this is the hub of that and those industries. What about all the pubs and all the restaurants that are currently or have been open in the past? They can't all survive this, can they?
No, and I think, again, cheered up by the fact people did want to be in the theatres and the restaurants. We had those few days and there's some pantos, you know, running in the West End and they're booked out this Christmas. So I agree with you wholeheartedly. People want that culture and leisure. And we do it so well in London, don't we? You know, there's not many cities in the world that do it as well as we do. But there are other issues for restaurants and retail and and bars, you know, things like business rates, costs of doing business in central London. So all of that is going to have to, you know, realise a new normal. And I hate that term because everyone sort of overstates so it. But we've had a lot of structural issues around costs of doing business in central London for quite some time. And that I'm a big believer in the market that some of this will be resolved. Landlords are already looking to reduce their rents, new ways of setting up leases with their tenants. So this is accelerating stuff that's already happening in the market, and I think we'll come out of it much better for it.
Jace, thanks for your time. As always, Jace Tyrrell, CEO of New West End Company, which champions 600 businesses and economic growth in London's West End. That's London.